This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Kari, K-A-R-I, last name Davis, D-A-V-I-S. Her date of birth is March 17, 1987. Patient seen for Valora Medical, V-A-L-O-R-A Medical, and for Dr. Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N-E, Lex, L-A-X, New Paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 37-year-old female comes for evaluation today. She does not smoke, does not drink. She is a nursing student. She has allergy to adhesive tapes. Adhesive, A-D-H-E-S-I-V, tape, T-A-P-E, and codeine. New paragraph symptoms. She complains of tired all the time, and also night sweats, insomnia, and easy bruisability. New paragraph history of present illness. Recently, patient was found to have elevated hemoglobin and hematocrit on two different occasions. The last one on February 20 showed hemoglobin of 16.5, hematocrit was 48.1. That is the reason for the referral. Past medical history, she has multiple OBGYN issues and surgeries. She had a fallopian tube removed. She had ovarian cyst in the past. She had colposcopy. She has hospitalization for Klebsiella pneumonia infection. The patient has history of migraine in the past, history of hiatal hernia, a history of genital herpes in past, history of recurrent depression. New paragraph. Current medications. She is on acyclovir. Physical exam, she is 5 feet 5 inch tall, weighing 162, blood pressure 127 over 80. Eyes ENT unremarkable, except for her face has rash, looking like butterfly rash. Lymph node negative in the neck. Chest symmetrical, lungs were clear. Heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, polycythemia. New paragraph. Recommendations. We'll go ahead and draw CBC again. She also has complained of pain in left big toe, so we'll check uric acid level. If her CBC showed elevated hemoglobin, then we'll send her blood for flow cytometry and cytogenetics to evaluate her for polycythemia vera. Thank you for your support and this consultation. This is a consultation on Kari, K-A-R-I, Davis. D-A-V-I-S. Thank you.